Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Shane, who is the program director of the Religious Formation Conference. She lives in Chicago. Her preaching is entitled, Behave Like God.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. Be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. Immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be mentioned among you, as is fitting among holy ones. No obscenity or silly or suggestive talk, which is out of place, but instead thanksgiving. Be sure of this, that no immoral or impure or greedy person, that is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty arguments, for because of these things the wrath of God is coming upon the disobedient. So do not be associated with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. The word of the Lord. Be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love. Be imitators of God. Wouldn't the world be a dramatically different place if every person who self-identifies as a Christian took Paul's admonition seriously? Be imitators of God. The radical nature of Paul's own conversion, from being a merciless persecutor of the followers of Jesus to a zealous follower and teacher of the way of Jesus, instilled in Paul the conviction that to follow Jesus was to imitate God. How different might we act if we truly believed that we are not only called to imitate God, we are given every grace and spiritual power to fulfill that call. In Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, he preaches, "Do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect." It is not possible to imitate God if one's mind is conformed to the mediocrity and false promises of this age. The renewal of mind, which is required, comes with accepting God's blessing, God's grace, God's gift of humility, through which we fully embrace the human vocation to be imitators of God. I offer a very simple prayer to begin each day, that our own minds might be renewed, and that we truly believe we have been called to be imitators of God, and that we are given the grace to fulfill that call. I pray, God, I desire to imitate you in everything I do and say today. Thank you for the grace to conform my thoughts to your thoughts. Amen. Mm-hmm.